Look at somebody and say, I feel a breakthrough coming your way. Tell them it's a mighty move of God and it's going to change your day. Come on, clap your hands right there. Goes like this. I feel a breakthrough coming your way. It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day. With signs and wonders, miracles to perform. God is gonna bless you, but just hold and know.
I feel a breakthrough.
It's a mighty move of God.
It's a mighty move of God. It's gonna change your day.
With signs and wonders.
With signs and wonders.
Miracles.
Miracles to perform.
God's gonna bless you.
God's gonna bless you.
Just holding on.
Just holding
on. Come on, baby.
Just hold on. Change is coming.
Oh, I
feel it in the air.
It's a mighty move of God. Gonna change your day. With signs and wonders. Miracles. God's gonna bless you. But just holding on.
Just hold on. Just hold on.
Looking for your midnight to turn to sunshine. Now it's gonna happen. You wait and see. Yeah. All things are possible to them that believe. Come on, you say.
You've been expecting,
yeah.
Changing your life.
Looking for your midnight.
Looking for your midnight.
Turn to sunshine.
Turn to sunshine.
Now it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
Dr. Gregory Scott, and you are listening once again to the Greater Good Gospel Miracle Healing Hour featuring Pastor Patricia Beneman. We're so glad that you're with us today, and we're so glad that today is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Sending a special shout out to Auntie April. Auntie April, we know you're with us, and we love you for listening to our program. You are a strong supporter, along with the evangelist Sister Jackie down in South Carolina. Thank you so much for being on the program. Now we're going to hear Douglas Miller singing, "I'm Glad He Lifted Me Up."
on a hill far away stood an old brother cross, an emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross for the dearest and best, for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cast an old rugged till my throne.
Your life is done.
The best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge. Your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. He told me to tell you the best
is yet.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen the
you best. You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, well, my brother, my
you
brother.
Your best
what you know? Your
best.
Would you deposit this word in your heart?
You ain't
road of walk and not pain. Oh, the best is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. And I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing yet. No, 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 no.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. And a refreshing love, purify our hearts.
Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this
place. Let your all-consuming fire, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Purify our hearts.
Surround us.
Lord,
breathe on your people tonight.
Yeah.
Yes, we're standing in the need of prayer. This is Dr. Gregory Scott. I'm so glad you're on the program. We're glad you're on the program. And without introduction at the end of this song, it will be my honor, pleasure, and supreme delight to bring to you Pastor. That's so much easier to say than evangelist. Pastor Patricia Benham will bring us the message of the day without introduction. Good morning, Evangelist. We're
Good
looking
morning.
So forward to your message of the day.
God bless you.
Thank
Can
you,
I get
Evangelist.
Pardon?
We're so glad you're with us.
I'm so glad to be here in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yes, it is good to give thanks unto the Lord. It is a blessing to be able to give thanks unto the Lord. For the psalmist said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall, I shall, you shall, they shall, the children of God shall rejoice and be glad in it, because everything that was made by the hand and the mouth of God. Whatever he spoke out of his mouth, it came into existence. He said, let there be light. Oh, I feel that in my belly. He said, let there be light, and the light shone around about. He said, let there be water, and the waters came, and he spoke. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I'm telling you, children of God, there is still a creator, and his name is God, accompanied by his son, Jesus Christ. Because without Jesus, oh my God, we would not be able to be sinless or sin free because of Jesus dying. But there was a beginning, and in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And I tell you, who would want to come up against a God like this? I'm remembering, I'm reflecting back on a play that was on Broadway that said, your arms are too short to box with God. Oh, I tell you today, I would not want to have to box with the arms of God. His wrath is but for a moment, but his anger is but for a moment, but my God, could you stand the moment? I don't think so. So the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. We don't want to be found out of the ark of safety. We do not want to be caught up in the wrath of God. Yes, God does have a wrath. Yes, God can get angry. And you don't want, for the Bible declares and said it's a terrible thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. I am so thankful that I'm saved today. I'm glad I'm saved from the wrath of God. So therefore, I have a confidence that whatever the enemy may try to do to me, whatever he may bring my way, I have this confidence that I am saved because God is my Savior and God is my refuge and God is on my side. My life now is sweet, and my joy is complete, for I am saved. I'm saved. I am saved. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Can you do that? Can you magnify the Lord with me? Can you make large the Lord in your life? Can you allow God to be the head of your life and not the tail of your life? The head of your life is where he orders your steps. The tale of your life is that I'm grown, I got a mind of my own, and I can do it my way, whenever I want to, wherever, however, because I'm in charge of me. But oh, foolish one, in God you live, you move, and you have your being. It's not about you. The air that you breathe belongs to God. Remember, Genesis said, in the beginning, God created, not you, the heavens and the earth. Oh, I tell you, in the book of Psalms there, I believe between the fourth and the eighth there, I'm not even going that way, but it says that the earth is the Lord's. So, as Dr. Scott would say, you are on planet Earth. It is not yours. It belongs to God. The trees belong to Him. The birds of the air belong to Him. Everything, every creeping thing belongs to Him. Why? Because He made it. Doesn't belong to you. And you got to come down off of your high horse and start recognizing who is your help, who is the creator of all things. Without God, I sang a song, I can do nothing. But let me just say it like this: without God, I am nothing. And without God, I truly will fail. And without God, my life would be drifting. I would be like a ship without a sail. Can you imagine a ship in the water without a sail? He's going to sink. And that's the way I would be. And whether you want to admit it or not, that's the way you are. Without God, you are absolutely, positively nothing. But they that recognize that He is their God, He is their Savior, and He will keep thee from the enemy devouring you. I didn't say you wouldn't have problems. I wouldn't say there would be things that you'd have to wait on the Lord to deliver you from, or to bring you out, or to bring you through, or to bring you over, or to bring you across. But He has to do it, not you. I tell you, I hear a little song. I heard a little song earlier, and I've forgotten most of the words, but just let me sing what I can remember, and then I'm going to go into the scriptures, because I've already given you the word. If you know the word, I've already given you the word. But I'm going to go into the scripture and read for you and read to you. Oh, bless His name. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, is all I'm asking of you. Give me the strength to do the things that I must do. Yesterday is gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking of you. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. I'm finished with that. I kept hearing that in my spirit, in my soul. One day at a time. I know the song starts with, I'm only human, I'm just a man. But you know, we say that I'm only human as if God has made a mistake when we mess up in our lives. with, well, I'm only human. So what? Jesus was only human. He came down in the flesh so that he could experience what we would experience, and he was sinless. He was perfect. So he was an example that if he could do it with his help, we could do it. But we cop out with, well, I'm only human, as if God doesn't know his creation. And that's why the scripture said, you're full of dead men's bones. Why? Because you're only human. You need to become more spiritual-minded about the things of God and his son, Jesus Christ. It's not about you. You were not created to serve yourself. You were created for the master's use, for God's use. He created you to be used by him or to be blessed by him. Oh, children of God, come on, let's get real. Let's get with it. Time is winding up. Maybe it's not winding up today for you. But today, time has already ran out for someone and is going to continue before this day closes. Someone else, time will be up. I went to a funeral on Tuesday, and God gave this woman long life. She lived to be 97 years of age, and today is Thursday, and on the morrow, if the Lord permits, I plan to attend another funeral, which will be Friday, and this is a young man that I put a diaper on occasionally because I knew his mom when she was a child, and this little boy died, so I was told, in his sleep, and he was in his 30s, I believe. But time is up for those two that I know about. But there are others. So we need to recognize our Creator so that when the day comes that our time is up, or some like to say, when your number is called, you know without a shadow of a doubt that you can say, for the Lord is my light and my salvation. I'm going on to the other side, but without fear, because my heart is not troubled, neither is it afraid, because God is my Savior. I chose him when he chose me. Oh, blessed name. That might be a little too deep for some of you. You did not choose him because you wanted to choose him. You chose him because he chose you and gave you the opportunity to choose him. Can you understand that? Let me say it again. He chose you and gave you the opportunity to choose him. Now, that's plain enough. Some of us, he has chosen, and we have not yet chosen him. But life is so much sweeter knowing that you got an almighty and all-powerful God that's on your side. John P. Key said, it's me, O Lord, for I am standing in the need. Not my mother, my father, my sister, or my brother. I'm not focusing on them. It is me. Oh, Lord. I need you, Jesus. I need you, God. In me, oh Lord. Woo, standing. Woo, God, it's me, oh Lord. For I am standing the need of prayer. I'm standing in the need. Oh, yeah, shit. Ooh, Jesus. I'm standing in the need of your blessing. Ah, God. I recognize who you are and whose I am. For I belong to you. And I thank you, sweet Jesus. Woo! My God, I feel the presence of the Lord in this place. And I tell you, tears so sweet. I'm thinking and I can hear one of the older saints in my church who's gone on to be with the Lord. She said, he's sweet. I know. Storm clouds, they rise, and strong winds, they blow. But I'll tell the world, wherever I go, that I found a Savior. Oh, my God. And he is sweet. I know. Oh, God. I thank God for Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I thank Jesus for the blood. Let us go to the Word of God. And I want to go to the book of 1 Timothy, which is in the New Testament. And I tell you, God is worthy to be praised. And don't you forget that. Some of you I hear will quote when someone say, God is good. And you say, all the time, and all the time, God is good. But you know, I see the enemy laughing at some of you when you say that, because it has no significance to you. It's just a form, because everyone else is saying it, so you just join in. It means nothing to you until you have been tried. And then you can really say what you quote, God is good, and all the time, God is good. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God is good, and all the time, God is good. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. God is good. And all the time, God is good. He leadeth me beside the still waters. God is good. And all the time, God is good. When my enemies come up against me to eat up my flesh and they stumble and fall, God is good. And all the time, God is good. That's what you're really saying. But you don't know this because nobody's told you. That's what you're giving reference to. You're just saying, God is good, and all the time, God is good. Have not the slightest idea of what that really holds, what it entails, what it's about. The Lord is my light and my salvation, of whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? God is good. And all the time, God is good. For every lying tongue that has gone out against me, God is good. And all the time. Ooh, this is definitely not my message, but it's for somebody to know what you're saying. And don't take that statement lightly. That's why I don't care for it, because you really don't understand what it's in reference about. God is good. Job said, yeah, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. God is good. And all the time, God is good. I'm going to have to get a copy of this, because this is good to me right now. Oh, bless his name. God is good. But the scripture said, and his mercy endureth forever. But are you included? included in the forever. Have you chosen him, God, after he has chosen you? Remember, God chose you and gave you the opportunity to choose him. I tell you, Dr. Scott, I want a copy of this myself. And you know what I like about the uniqueness of God with me and my ministry of the Word of God is that I, Auntie April, Cousin Bridget, however way, whoever is listening, saints of God, sisters and brothers in Christ, that's what the Bible says, we're sisters and brothers. And do you not know? I have nothing written down on paper. None of what I just spoke to you is written already in one of my sermonette books. Nothing. Everything that I just spoke out of my mouth to you just came from God on high. It's not been rehearsed. I've not walked around like one minister said he would practice his sermons in the mirror so that he would know how he looked and how he was going to say what he said. But God is my mirror. This is my dressing room. Whenever I began to speak, when Dr. Scott opens my mic, God begins to have the way. Not Patty or Patricia or my nickname that those from home call me, Duke. That's not Duke. It's not Patty. Neither is it Patricia. It is a servant of God. And the script is coming down before me in my ear. And I speak what God tell me to speak. Again, it is me, oh Lord. I am standing in the need of prayer. Oh, blessed man. If we have time, I want Dr. Scott to close out with this message. This loose here, say, to close out with this song. And the song is a message. It is me, oh Lord. I need you. Always be mindful that it's not about somebody else, but it's about me. Oh Lord, I'm coming to you because I need my life to be in your hand. I need your help. You are my, somebody said the Lord is my provider, but God is my prescription. And the old lady wrote, sang the song, said, God gives me all of my medicines, and he comes in the room. Woo, God, I tell you, I am pumped up here today. Let's go to the Word of God. And I want to go to 1 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. And I want to start at, let's start at the 15th verse. Look, I just looked it down in my Bible here, and I saw something, and the Lord said, read that first. So in 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, and my Bible states, it says, a call to prayer. First of all, then, I urge thee, entreat and prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men. Did you hear that? Now, your Bible might read a little different because I'm reading from the Charles Stanley Bible today. I've got several Bibles, and whatever one God put me in, that's the one I work with for the moment. Did you hear that? First of all, then, I urge that. You see, I urge you to pray. The petitions. To put up prayers and petitions. It's all right to ask God for what you need. Your help comes from God. I can't stress that enough. It ain't about you again. It's God's will, God's way for your life. Surrender to the ways of God and the wills of God. And you'll find out things may not always go better with a Coke, but they sure will go better with God. Oh, bless his name. And thanksgiving. Sometimes we pray and ask God for whatever we're asking him for, and we are not mindful to give him thanks. Lord, have mercy. Woo! My God, let's get to where I'm trying to get to. I'm just so excited here today. For I feel Jesus in this place. Can we go to the 16th verse of the third chapter of 1 Timothy? And I'm reading, by common confession, great is the mysteries of godliness. He who was revealed in the flesh was vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed on in the world, taken up in glory. That is the scripture for today. The 16th verse of the third chapter of 1 Timothy. By common confession, great is the mysteries of godliness. Now, the word godly, G-O-D-L-I-N-E-S-S, means to constant be in obedience to the command of God. And if you want to read 2 Peter, the 3rd chapter and the 11th verse, I don't have time to turn to it, but if someone has it and they push the 1, I will allow you to read it. Oh, bless his name. But this is what godliness is all about, being in constant obedience to the command of God. Oh, my God in heaven. The Lord knows exactly what you need. And he always answers your prayer, as is absolutely best for you. God answers the prayer which is best for you. He gives you what's best for you. You see, you like that song. Uh-huh. You like that song. He knows what's best for me, but yet you want him to do what you feel is best for you. See, you can sing a lie, well, so as tell a lie. He knows what's best for me, but yet when he is giving you what's best for you, you don't want it. You refuse to say thank you. But you asked him. But he gave you what was best for you. Remember, the word says that if you asked him for bread, he won't give you a stone. And if you ask him for meat, he won't give you a serpent. If you ask him for a fish, he will not give you a snake in the place of. But he will give you what's best for you. But you don't know that what he has given you is the best thing for you, because you didn't get what you asked him for. Oh, somebody better help me say thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless his name. Look, again, let me just say this. The Lord knows exactly what you need. But it's okay to ask. Because when you ask him, He already knows what you need before you ask it, but he's going to acknowledge the fact that you have acknowledged that you need him. That's what the asking is all about. Oh, my God, I tell you, I'm just happy in Jesus today. And he always answers your prayer. Maybe not what you wanted, but he answered. He answered. And he gives you what is absolutely best for you. Oh, bless his name. We're already reading Timothy, the First Timothy 3:16, and let me just read that again, and then I'm going to be done. I'm going to decrease so that God can just rest upon your heart like the dew in the morning. Gently rest upon my heart. Like the dew in the morning. Gently rest upon my heart. Reign, Jesus. Reign, Jesus, like the dew in the morning. Gently rest upon my heart. I just thank God for Jesus today, don't you? Or tonight, whenever you're listening. But it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood of Christ. Oh, bless his name. Oh, woo, my. Let's read the word again. By common confession, great, on the line, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was revealed in the flesh. I told you earlier that Jesus came in the flesh so that he would know what it was like to be, as you say, I'm only human. See, he was only human too. He ate like you ate. His body took in and his body released what it took in. Just like you and I. But he could have said to God when he was on the cross, hey, get this crown off of my head. I'm only human. It hurts. It's painful. But he was stricken for us because he knew that we were going to suffer some crowns upon our heads that wouldn't feel so good, and we would want to throw in the towel. We would want to jump ship. We would want to run and not look back. But he took it as an example to let us know that he made it. And through Christ, that's why Paul is telling you, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You can make it because your Redeemer, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God, He made it. Woo, Lord, I feel good down in my sanctified. So I'm going to be finished in just a few minutes. By common confession, great is the mystery of godliness. He who was revealed in the flesh was vindicated in the spirit. Vindicated, my God. He was vindicated. He was cleared of the accusations. They accused him of being a liar, and he says that he is the Son of God, and he says that he is a Jew, and he says he's the King of Kings, and he is Lord of Lords. He says that he's this, and he says that he is that. Ah, but the word says he was vindicated in the Spirit. The blame, the lies, all of that he was vindicated of. His death and resurrection was proof that he was the Son of God and is the Son of God. Some things you're going to have to go through so that you'll be able to say, I am a child of the King. I know without a shadow of a doubt, after just coming through that storm, and I'm yet standing, clothed in my right mind, I have been vindicated through the Spirit of Christ that's within me. Oh, God, I'm telling you, David said, I love you, Jesus. David said, he brought me up out of a horrible pit by the Spirit of God. He was brought up out of this horrible pit. Don't you know, children, don't you know that you can be vindicated through the Spirit of God? God will reveal his glory in your life and through you. Oh, God, I just want to just jump up and down and just jump up and down and just start running because of the things that he's able to do for us. If we obey him and trust him constantly, continue to give him thanks, give him praise, give him glory. God is good. Now you know. And all the time, yes, he is good. He brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. God is good. Yes, he is. God is good. God is my protection. God is the joy and the strength of my life. God is good. Yes, God is good. And all the time. Now you'll know why you're saying what you said. Ah, God is good. And all the time, God is good. But don't take it lightly. Don't take it for granted. For David said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, God is good. And all the time, God is good. But he was vindicated in the Spirit. Oh, bless his name. I got to put my glasses back on so I can see this and say it again. He, and I'm closing, he who was revealed in the flesh was vindicated in the Spirit. Seen by angels. The angels witnessed what took place. Proclaimed among the nations. Believed after this. They didn't believe it in the beginning with. You know the story. It said, now we know that this was the Son of God. Ah, oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. Proclaimed among the nations. Believed on in the world. Taken up in glory. I'm excited. How about you? I feel like I really just want to just rear back and preach, but I would rather for you to get the meat of the word than me hooping and you get excited and start working with your bodily exercise. But you ought to be able, when you hear the word of God, you the child of God, when you hear the word of God, you should just be able to give God a wave offering. Come on, come on. Wave your hand. Just wave your hands to God. Just lift up your hand. Oh, my God. The scripture says, lift up holy hands. Give God, a thank you offering. Give him a wave offering. I feel like giving God the glory, for he has done so much for me. God is good, and his mercy endureth forever. So David said, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. I heard just a few moments ago when I was reading, I heard somebody say, I wish she would pray for me. And the Lord brought it back again into my ear as I'm trying to close. And God said to tell you that I've already spoken to you through my word. Take my word upon you and learn of me, for it is not the time to pray. It is the time to receive the spoken words that I have spoken unto thee on this day. Whomever it goes for, that's who it's to. Whether you hear it on today, which is September the 18th, 2014, or you don't hear it until March of 2015. When you hear it, God said it will apply to your life. It will apply. I hear the person still say, but just pray for me. I cannot go against the will of God. But you can pray for yourself after you focus on the word of God. He was vindicated in the spirit. Now you get in the spirit and let him work it out for you. Again, I say, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I want to hear John P. Key if we have the time. God bless you, listeners. Give us a call. Push the one. Write us a letter. Send us a donation of any size, none too large, none too small. If you need a tax write-off for it, hey, make your check out to Glory United Ministries and mail it to the post office box. Oh, bless his name. Dr. Scott can give you that information. And be blessed of the Lord. We pay for this time that we're on Block Talk. We pay for our cell phone. We pay for the 800 number. I've just purchased a robe, but I paid for that out of my pocket. These are the expenses of the ministry. I gain nothing financially, but I gain everything possible. When I give you the word, trust me, the word is also being given to me. And I'm just as excited over it as you should be when you hear it. Because God is the provider, and we trust him that all is well. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for your inspiring and uplifting words. You are truly an instrument of God, and you give us all your love and blessings. Just shower us. Let the Lord shower us, even in this moment as we sit here, as we stand here, as we just worship God. Now, for the listeners who are interested in continuing this program and to help us support the demands and the expenses, you may make your check or money order out to Glory United Ministries, and that's 386 Walmart Drive, PMB, as in Patricia Moore Benjamin, PMB 76. And that's Camden, CAM, as in Charlie Alpha Mary, DEN, Delaware, 18619934. So Glory United Ministries, 386 Walmart Drive, Camden, Delaware, 19934. So thank you so much. And that's, remember, PMB76. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for listening. And we're going to end the program with John P. Key. I don't know why I want to call him McKee, but anyway, I got him. Here we go.
Begin to see. want you to know, while they were waiting, I begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we need you. How many know when the doctor said no? Jesus can still say yes. The doctor told the mother, call the family in. He was preparing them for the worst. I told the mother to call the family in. So we just praise God in advance for what he was getting ready to do. How many know God can take total disaster and tell?
I've been listening to what I called it when we started the program off, Greater Gospel Healing Hour, featuring Pastor Patricia Benavid. I want to give her too many titles here. Might give her so many titles we might run out of time, because she certainly wears them all. So you've been listening to the what did she announce last program? I guess it's called the Glory United Holiness Church, which is sponsored by Glory United Ministries, which is our legal name, our incorporated name, and we don't want to confuse you too much in it. And you send your donations to Glory United Ministries. So it's been a wonderful day, a lovely day, and we know that you're not only going to have a great day, but also a great week. We're going to close again with John B. Key singing right now.